Hi everyone, my name is Gwen Clark and I am a senior at Garnet Valley High School. Recently, in English, we had an assignment that required us to put together a podcast describing a universal truth that we believe. I am here to share that truth with you all today. This is the story of what I believe. When I first learned that my parents wanted to go to three national parks in Utah as our vacation one summer, I was not the most excited. I was 12 years old and wanted the classic family vacation to Disney World, the Caribbean, or to go on a cruise. Who wants to go to Utah on vacation? What is even in Utah besides Mormons? But I did not have a choice. Once my mom decided she wanted to do something, that is what we did. So, mid-July of 2013, we took a plane from Philadelphia and 6 hours later landed in what I thought was going to be the most boring state ever. The first hint that my original perception was wrong was when we reached the first hotel we were staying at. The hotel was rather ordinary, but sheer red cliffs dotted with small trees and brush rose for thousands of feet right off the back of the property. I was in awe. What I expected to be miles of monochrome sand and rock was actually one of the most beautiful places I had ever seen. It was one of those places that makes you feel small, and you gain a little more understanding of yourself and the world. We spent the next 10 days hiking our way through Zion National Park, Arches National Park, and Bryce Canyon National Park. I was amazed by the fact that a state not much bigger than Pennsylvania could have three equally beautiful but extremely different landscapes. While I was out there, I do not think I ever got used to the sights or ever lost that sense of shock and wonder. Three national parks and 10 days later, at the end of our vacation, I was a different person. I was almost embarrassed by my previous beliefs and the fact that I had assumed so little of the parks. Seeing the gorgeous mountains and landscape gave me a better appreciation of the planet that we live on and the beautiful places it bears. It was strange to see a place almost completely untouched by humans, and it has always made me wonder how the world looked before humans began colonizing it. I felt as if I had missed out on something, and that I could not take the chance of missing out on what the planet had left. It persuaded me to see all the natural wonders the world has to offer, and that has not stopped being one of my goals in life. In the years since that trip, my family and I have visited a total of 9 of the national parks and plan to visit more in the future. We spent last summer driving up the coast to California, seeing the giant redwoods and rocky beaches, and we have also visited Montana, Wyoming, Washington, and Oregon. After my first experience in Utah with that kind of awe-inspiring, unreal environment, I really could not get enough. I am forever grateful that my parents picked that first vacation to boring old Utah and that we did not end up on a cruise or in a resort in the Caribbean. Although those trips would have been fun as well, I am glad I got a chance to see the planet in the way that I did and learned how lucky I am to live in a world with landscapes like that. I believe that if people were to spend more time in nature, they would learn to appreciate more just as I did. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me today and hear my I Believe story. I hope I have inspired you to take a little more time to appreciate nature, and I urge you all to take a trip like I did.